live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, this is Comedy Bites.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Hello, Melbourne, how are ya? Now, you can probably tell by the way that I sort of sashayed out here and the sound of my voice. I'm obviously a massive and proud middle child. Any other middle children in? Make some noise. Okay, no, not too loud. Your parents aren't here to finally pay any attention to you. I'm also 1 year into being gay married. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your approval. Just working on God's now. We'll get there. He did not RSVP. That's all right. But I have been going through a bit of a crisis of identity lately, being 1 year into gay married, where I just don't really feel that gay anymore. Like, because I sort of look at Michael and I's relationship sometimes sort of abjectly, and I'm like, we are just like two dudes, like hanging out in the house all day, just like burping and farting and being like, I want pizza, let's play games. Like, if anything, it's kind of straight. Like, I feel like you straight lads would really get into it, to be honest. Any straight lads in here, the ABC gig? Are you, this is feeling like high school. Are you straight? Yeah. And do you have a best mate, a best friend? Yeah, great. What's his name? It's your wife. Oh. Loser. No, that's beautiful. But do you have like a person that you complain about your wife to, a best friend? You don't have any other friends apart from your wife. Okay, this is not really going to work for my bit, but it's beautiful in terms of your healthy and beautiful marriage. What about any other lads? Any other? Here we go. Yeah, sir. Yeah, you. Do you have a best mate?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And you're straight?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, great. Okay, what's his name?
Ian.
Incredible. What a wonderful straight name. Imagine just that, like every morning waking up next to Ian and be like, Ian! He's like, hey! And then like, what do you and Ian like to do?
Oh, we do all sorts of things.
All sorts of things. What's your favourite activity?
Oh, we play squash.
Squash, yes. Be like, Ian, what do you want to do? Let's play squash. Wow. That's being gay married. And then once a week, third base in the shower. That's it, you know? That's all it takes. And conversely, I feel like being like straight married is quite like gay in a way. Cause I'm like, hold on, you meant to tell me your whole life is just hanging out with your best gal pal? Jealous? That's like my favorite thing to do, just waking up every morning and be like, what do you want to do today, honey? And she's like, brunch. And you're like, wee! Like that is my dream life. Trying to get better at talking to the lads. It's a new skill I'm working on. I've got one that I'm... This is my new bit of conversation I've been working on. Hey, fellas. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, hey, fellas. Do you remember that day that you realised you were too old to kiss your dad on the lips anymore? Because I think about that night every night before I go to bed. No, because I was a kiss a lips on the lips kind of boy. I'd be like, good night, mummy. Mwah. Good night, daddy. Mwah. And then I got to like 26 to, no. Like, but honestly like 14. And I was like, good night, mummy. Mwah. Good night, daddy. And then we just locked eyes. And we were like, are you going to do this, bro? We were just sussing each other out. And then we were just like, no, good night, brother. You know. And had I known that was our last kiss, I would have lingered. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I've been Chris Parker. Thank you so much, Melbourne.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.